You know what time it is. Time to hang out.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Hang with Mr. Cool.
With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper. With Mr. Cooper.
Get the ladies cool.
From Mr. Cooper. From Mr. Cooper.
Welcome to the Bit Scoop with Coop. I'm your host, Coop. Big shout outs to everybody that's listening right now on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening to. Also, don't forget, if you want to see the video recording of this show, make sure you go to thebitscoopwithcoop.com where you can catch episodes from season one all the way now. Also, you can catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/thebitscoopwithcoop. Also on Instagram, IGTV, baby. You can catch me there at Big Scoop with Coop. And on YouTube at The Bit Scoop with Coop. You've seen her on the Christmas lottery. Her name is Miss Victoria Wallace. And like I said, Victoria has been doing great things right now. Her career is on a good spinoff. She's actually skyrocketing through the movie industry. Once again, you can catch her on the Christmas lottery. This movie was actually aired on BET. You probably still can catch it on streaming also and BET Her. So make sure you do go check out this movie. Now, I'm going to show you a little clip of the Christmas lottery. And after this, let's catch up with Victoria. We're going to hear about her career and more. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy this clip. And after that, we'll have Miss Victoria Wallace.
Listen, girls, we won the lottery.
A little sibling rivalry.
You missed our wedding. Dad wins the lottery. You come running home.
Turns into a holiday nightmare.
The lottery ticket. It's gone.
What?
It's the premiere of the BET original, The Christmas Lottery, Saturday at 8 on BET.
And the Christmas Lottery, we will talk about that later on also. But of course, like I said, we have the one and only Miss Victoria Wallace. Welcome
Woo!
To the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, yes. How's your day going so far?
It's great. I have no complaints. I'm here in New York City just, you know, enjoying the fast life during Corona, hey. But as much as I can.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Like I was telling everybody, you know, you're doing big things. Your career is nowhere close to being over. You're doing so many things. I know you got more things going to be lined up for you also. But for the people that didn't get to see the Christmas lottery, we will talk about that once again. But let's hear your story from the beginning. When did you first realize that you wanted to become an actress?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know when that exact moment was. I just know I've been training for it for a while. So I'm originally from Washington, D.C. And my earliest memories acting were of, like, me being in this performing arts camp by accident, even. Like, the way I even fell into that was completely by chance, I think. Like, during my middle school years, I was in, like, a few clubs, like, drama club, choir, and then dance. And then when it got time to go to high school, I auditioned for this, the only performing arts high school in D.C. And it was crazy because I just remember thinking, like, oh, my gosh, I don't know which to choose from, right? I was like, I'm going to audition for all three, but I don't know which to choose from. But God made the decision for me because the only one I got into was the acting one, so... It just kind of worked out like that. And since then, I've just been, you know, fine-tuning those skills.
That's what's up. Now, Victoria, that's good. You know, it was meant for you. God put you in that place. You did it. You went to acting school. You did your thing. Now, after you got out of school and everything, what type of hurdles did you go through, you know, to get to where you are today?
My gosh, I would definitely say the biggest to date has been like with school, with college. So I came to New York City. I finally decided on a school after auditioning for a myriad of other like arts schools. And the school I chose was cool. I was there for about a year and a half before they, you know, did a whole whammy on me. We can get into that later. But long story short, I didn't finish school. I had to leave because of, like, some money, basically. And so that was, like, the biggest thing because it was like, okay, here I am, 19 years old. You know, I'm where I want to be. I've never thought I would not finish school. I never, you know, I'm not the type to just drop out. So when I was, like, in that situation, that, like, immediate dilemma, I definitely just believed, like, all right, I have to keep going. Like, I never thought for a doubt, for a moment, that I would just, like, give up and go back home, or, yeah, I should do something else. I never crossed my mind. So at the time, my obstacle was like, okay, where am I going to live? How am I going to sustain? How am I going to stay where I want to be, where I believe I should be, without, like, day-to-day resources? So I would say that was my biggest obstacle so far.
Nice. Well, I'm not going to say nice because, yeah, you know, obstacles are, yeah, they're obstacles, you know. Now, Vicky, let me ask you this. Now, you're in New York. You've seen a lot of actors and a lot of actresses come and go, from television to movies to independent. Now, a lot of people that's watching worldwide right now, I believe a lot of them are feeling that, hey, if I move to New York or if I move to California, I can just sleep in my car for 3 years until I get a acting position. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about that, what people... that he's saying that? Because I know you've heard stories where people saying that before. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think first and foremost, you definitely should, you should have the greatest possibility, like, in mind. You should have the best intentions. Like, I would never, like even on my darkest days, I never dreamed to, like, struggle. And I think that's a trap that a lot of us get into. Like, we want something so bad, we tell ourselves, like, you know, we just imagine ourselves in the worst position. So I wouldn't try to manifest that, because you're going to have inevitable obstacles. Definitely be prepared to persevere and have, like, tenacity, because you never know. Like, you know, you plan and God laughs, right? So I would say, I mean, try your best to avoid, like, you know, horrible situations. And if you do somehow end up in something that's really troubling and really tough, like, keep your eyes on the prize, like, trust your instincts, but also, like, use common sense.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Everybody that's watching right now, ladies and gentlemen worldwide, please get you a pen, a piece of paper, a pencil. I don't care if you put your phone on record. You want to take down these gems that Victoria's kicking out right now. There's going to be troubled times, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter where you are. So you have to get over those hurdles and you have to keep going, because if you quit in this business, I'm telling you, and you call yourself moving to a certain state to get something done, don't quit. Because, and Vicky, stop me if I'm lying, 100 no's equals a yes in this business. It's, yeah. You're going to hear no.
You're absolutely right. I mean, one of the great things about my, like, arts high school and other training programs I've been in, one of the great things that they reinforce is that you're gonna hear no so often. Like, I feel like I was so prepared to struggle that it didn't even faze me. So, you know, whereas, like, I've been in New York for 10 years now, right? And, like, I still have friends and family that will congratulate me on, like, you know, little milestones. But it always surprises me when I hear someone say, wow, like, and you're still doing it. Or, like, wow, you didn't give up. Those are things that would have never crossed my mind. Like, of course. Like, but to them, it's like, okay, you've been here for 10 years, or in year 3 or year 7. It's like, wow, you've been doing this for so long. And it's like, well, of course, this is what I want to do. Like, I never, and so those are some of the greatest things that come out of, like, training programs, or, like, whenever you completely immerse yourself in the environment of people that are already doing it, is because you get surrounded with people that, you know, it's like the inspiration is there, and you see that it's actually a real thing that you too can have, but also reminds you, like, hey, this is a marathon. It's not a race. It's a marathon.
That is so true. That is definitely true. So, like you just heard Vicky said, do not give up. Victoria is kicking the stuff out. Hey, she said she's been doing this thing 10 years. She's been in NY for 10 years. She's doing it, and look at where she's done already. Now, think about it. In the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 more years, you will look back at this video also. You'll be like, dang. Now I'm saying Victoria did 300 more movies. I mean, she didn't give up. So you have to continue, people. You definitely have to continue. Now, Victoria, right now in your stage of your career now, we heard you went to school, you know, you had to stop financial issues. You jumped your hurdles. You're doing your thing. Now, did you have any mentors to help you out during this process?
Honestly, I don't know if I can say like a mentor. Mm-hmm. Like the fantasized version of it was somebody just like, is like, I believe in you. Like, let me take your hand. Let me show you everything. I don't think I really had one of those. I mean, and that's what I desperately wanted when I came out of school, because, you know, I felt so lost at the time. So I can't say that I've had one mentor. I can say that I've had some sort of guidance in like many different people. And if you have found a mentor, or if you're thinking about mentoring people, like cheers and kudos, because it can help you avoid a lot of like trouble and save you money. Like, but me, no, I've had to learn a lot of things the hard way. But you're a woman, like, okay. Well, I haven't been through anything like super like traumatic, but still, like, yeah. It's tough. You just learn so much about people, the different places you're in. Like, you know, you might be in an acting class and you think everything's going great, and then, you know, you find out this person is like a creep. You know what I mean? Or like,
yeah,
take advantage of people. I think what I've learned is like, go where you need to go, get what you need to get, and then when you got it, like, okay, cool. But don't become too attached to anything, because then you know, you don't want your whole world to fall apart because this person is not who you thought they were, or, you know, or they're not really giving you the best advice. You never know.
No, and that's so true. And that's the reason why I brought that up, because you see, you kind of had to learn the hard way. And what I mean by that is, you didn't have the person, like you said, let me hold your hand and I'm going to take you through the streets of Hollywood. And I want to show you what this does. And I want to show you what that does. You had to take the teachings from what you've learned through class and through life to scratch and claw to get to where you're at today. Some people have the advantage to say, give me your hand. Let me show you how this works. No, you've learned this stuff off a natural raw talent. So I got to commend you on that. I definitely do.
Oh, thank you. Still, yes, learning, you know.
Hey. But,
yeah.
That's not a problem. Now, we're going to fast forward to the present right now. So we got this movie that came out, right? Yeah. Yes. I mean, it doing big things. It really did. And people still watching it. And it's called The Christmas Lottery. Mm-hmm. Now, how excited were you to receive the role in The Christmas Lottery?
I was so excited. Like, honestly, let me tell you. So I had signed with my new agent like last February, right? And the corona happened. So I literally had no auditions from my signing in February to, I think I auditioned for that film the end of July or something. But I, you know what I'm saying? You know what the world was. Like, nobody knew if we were going to live to see the next day. So I definitely wasn't thinking like, oh, these people better be doing their job. You know what I mean? So when I got that audition, you know, I was like, okay, I'm grateful, you know, do my best, approach it like I do every audition. And I remember having a meeting with my agent like a few weeks after, and like I told them that I had recently joined the union. And I think at the time the film was non-union, and my agent was like, okay, cool. Well, if you book that film, then you won't be able to do it because it's non-union. And honestly, in my mind, when he said that, I was just like, what are the chances I'm going to book the film? Lie to you not. Like, this is the thing. As an actor, you audition so much. Like, some things you really, really like, some things you, but overall you learn because you're going through it so much, to just give your best in that time frame, in that moment, and then let it go. Because mm-hmm. you have all types of, I should have did this. I should have did that. You overthink yourself to death if you get too attached to it. So when she said that to me, I was kind of like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm ready for the auditions to come in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just sitting here waiting for tens of others to come in, so that I just didn't think about it. And then like probably a week later, they called me. I was like, what is going on? Like, everyone's supposed to be at home, like, depressed, felt great. And then when I got to set, oh my gosh, I felt like, wow, I'm an actor. Like, for real. And that wasn't my first, like, project, but it was like, wow, like, I really felt like, this is my job. I'm not saying I'm an actor, but, you know, I'm in a coffee shop. You know, I didn't feel that, like, I didn't feel like I had to, like, prove myself. It was the first time I felt like, okay, I can honestly say I'm an actor and, like, leave it at that and not have to say nothing else. Mm. I'm so grateful.
That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, and since you're in the NY, I got to bring this up. You know, Diddy even actually came out and said this himself. You know, during this corona pandemic, if you're not hustling out here or thinking of a new hustle, you don't have that hustle inside of you. And the thing is, you didn't even see this coming. And you went, you nailed it. And look at this, in the middle of corona, you grabbed the role. And there it is. You know, God had that door open up for you and you walked right through it. No, let me take that back. Let me rewind. God opened that door for you. You drop kicked that door down. That's what you did. You drop kicked that door down. Yep, there you go. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and you're doing it and you're doing it hard. Now, for the people that's watching worldwide right now, they didn't get a chance to watch The Christmas Lottery. Tell them about the movie and tell them what your role was and how did you really feel watching the movie after it was done?
Okay. So The Christmas Lottery is produced by BET, directed by Tamika Miller. Where should I even start? It's about a family that reunites during the holidays. They find out that the mom and the dad have won the lottery. So, you know, as most families, they, you know, they don't have it all together. It's three daughters, and they kind of, like, each are feuding with the other. So they reunited after some time, and they're just trying to work through their little kinks. But it's a great, like, warm, heartfelt holiday film. It's very funny. I play a character by the name of Cherry Reynolds. We actually, yep, like, switched the name at some point. And I am the current girlfriend of one of the sister's ex-boyfriends, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it does. So, I've seen it. So
okay.
I know.
Okay, yep. Good. Okay, so you already know the deal. Mm-hmm. So my character pretty much is introduced while her boyfriend is reconnecting with one of the sisters. It was a very fun role for me, like, It was just great. The film itself is just hilarious. And I think it's the perfect holiday film. Like, all my friends are like, it's my new favorite holiday movie.
Now, Vicky, let me ask you this. So while you was in production and you was doing the movie that were filming and everything, while you was actually in the makes of, okay, that didn't even make sense. While you was actually making the movie, acting, and you saw it, and then you turned around and watched it on television, did it seem different to you compared to the making of it, compared to the finalized product?
No, honestly, no. Like, I think I even remember the take that they actually ended up using. But no, everything was exactly that. I don't think they did much, like, chopping and screwing or anything. Yeah,
it was awesome. Now, you see, I'm going to tell you this, Victoria. When you have a movie and you don't have to do a bunch of editing and chopping, that means you have a lot of actors and actresses that can synchronize with each other and you can pull off a movie to perfection. So I'm congratulating you and the rest of the cast on The Christmas Lottery.
Okay.
So, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's watching worldwide. If you have not watched The Christmas Lottery, go watch it. You have to watch this movie. This right here, like you said, it is BET. You can actually find it still. I believe you can still stream it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe it's available on BET Her and BET Plus. And I think on demand, if you have on demand. So,
ladies and gentlemen, go check out the movie. Not right now, because we're in the middle of the interview. After this interview, go check out the movie, The Christmas Lottery. You definitely got to do it. Yes. Now, Victoria, like I said, your career, you're booming, you're doing your thing. Are there any other projects that you would like to speak about that you're currently trying to do that's going to be coming out in the future?
Nothing I can speak about right now. I have a few things that I'm developing personally that are going to be a little more like my way of giving back to the community. So as soon as I'm able to speak on them, you're going to be the first person to know.
Ah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. You better stay tuned because we're going to try to get Victoria back on the show. And we definitely going to speak about this. We definitely are. Yes. Now, Victoria, what is the best way for everyone to, you know, follow you on social media to keep up with what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on all of the platforms now. Let me see if I can remember all of my hands. So you can follow me firstly on Instagram at QueenVicNYC. That's spelled QueenVicNYC. I just started a new Twitter, too, so you can follow me there. But I think my handle is Vicky Extra. So that's VickiExtra. And then if you're on Clubhouse, sometimes I pop in on a room. I like to start rooms on YouTube. It's the same handle as my Twitter, Vicky Extra. So yeah.
And you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because Clubhouse is booming right now. Yeah, I'm on it also. So the thing is, yeah, look me up, Michael Cooper, or you'll find me. Well, you can best find me right there. The thing is, you know, with Clubhouse, I think personally that this new wave of social media is going to take a lot of old social medias by storm. Because with the audio, you know, you get to speak to people. You can have your own room. Like before with Instagram and Facebook, and ladies and gentlemen, watching worldwide, I'm not discouraging you to not use Instagram and Facebook because I'm on it also. But sometimes, like, for example, if you send Victoria a message right now, it's going to go into a secondary box where she's going to have to look through a secondary inbox to see if you sent her a message. And Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, sometimes you have to be friends with a person to actually send a message. I mean, mutual friends. With Clubhouse, you can actually get on. You can hear if Victoria's actually doing a room. You can actually get in there, raise your hand, and you have the chance to speak to Victoria right then and there through audio. I mean, that's hot. That's new. That's what a lot of people are doing.
Yeah. So. No, it's pretty advanced. There's a lot going on, and, you know, there's good and bad to everything, but I feel like it's best used when you have, like, when you have a clear intention and you can target what you want to target and, like, you know, figure out a way to actually materialize that into real life. Yeah, but I agree. I think it's great.
That's true. You do have some people that's up there also that shouldn't be on Clubhouse. I'm going to put it like that. They'll get into the room and they'll blurt stuff out that shouldn't be blurted out. And, you know, it can kill the vibe of the room sometime, but you can kick them out. So if you have an iPhone, people, and you know somebody else on Clubhouse, they can, and you're not on Clubhouse, download the app, try to get on. If they see it, they'll try to invite you in. So go check it out. See, can you find Victoria up there? Like she said, she pops in the rooms. You never know when she's going to pop in, so you have to do it. But also, follow her on Instagram. Make sure you catch up with her on all other social media apps because, like she just said, she got other projects that she's doing. And not just me. She's going to actually probably announce it on social media when it's actually done. So you want to make sure you follow her and keep up with her, most definitely. Now, Victoria, I want to know, now there's a lot of people that's out there that's trying to become actors and actresses. What advice would you give any male or female that wants to get into the television or movie industry?
Wow. It's, you know, it's not for the faint of heart, for sure. I would say definitely learn your craft so that you know how to do the, you know how to do the job and do your job well. Get immersed in the environment that it's happening. You know, so spend some time training and then spend time like on set or in a theater, in whatever medium you want to work in, spend time in that environment. And then sooner than later, you'll adapt like a chameleon and you'll become one of them. But above all, like, it's one of those things we just have to keep going, stay moving, you know?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've been taking notes on this. You cannot give up in this industry. If you're trying to get into this industry, like Victoria said, it's not for the faint of heart. You know what I'm saying? You got to have thick skin also to be in this business. You hear a no, and if neglection or rejection bothers you in the heart, you may want to think twice about this industry. You have to actually be ready for this. But good things come out of this industry, like you see Victoria, Christmas lottery. You see? She drop kicked the door down, and she grabbed the role. Now you can catch her on BET. Simple as that. Yes. Now, Victoria, last segment of the show. It's called Take the Floor.
Oh, you did tell me about this. My time, right?
That's right. That's right. You're good. I was going to say you have up to 2 minutes to say whatever you want to say. Victoria?
No, it's great because when you first was speaking about this segment, I was like, oh my God, he doesn't want me to freestyle, does he? Like, I thought he was going to put a beat on or something. listen, I don't know how much more I can say. In addition to my social media, you can follow me like even more directly. You can see the rest of my work. You can see my resume. You can look at other footage, other photos on my website. And that's VictoriaWallaceWorldwide.com. Other than that, I'm just trying to ride out this pandemic rave and really stretch my imagination and my faith to the end. So that's all I have to say.
Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, stay safe out here during this pandemic because, like they said, it's a second strain going around. Other coronavirus, when you're around, wear your mask. Stay safe. Do not think that this is a theory or a rumor of a virus that's going around. This is the real deal, people. So make sure you stay safe while you're in the house, while you're staying safe, and while you're in the house. Watch the Christmas lottery. What are you waiting for? Make sure you watch it. Now, make sure also, Victoria, you tell the whole cast I said what's up. Tell them I said congratulations. Everybody is waiting to see you do more big things. And, Victoria, I would love to have you as a guest again in the future.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me. And I can't wait to update you on everything else.
No doubt. No doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the next episode of The Big Scoop with Coop. My next guest is, you know I never announce my next guest. You got to stay tuned. So make sure you stay tuned. Catch me on social media, of course, on Instagram at Big Scoop with Coop. Also Facebook at The Big Scoop with Coop. Check out the website once again, TheBigScoopWithCoop.com. All right, people, until next time on The Big Scoop with Coop.